From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. In the state of Wisconsin last year, 38 people died in snowmobile accidents. The previous high had been 34 deaths. The number is down somewhat so far this year, perhaps due in part to a nighttime speed limit that the state is testing. After dark, it is now against the law to drive your snowmobile faster than 50 miles an hour. Carl Brooks is the Snowmobile ATV Administrator for Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources.
This is just an emergency rule that the department implemented and not a permanent rule.
Do you expect it to be a permanent rule, do you think?
Well, we're asking for it to be addressed in legislation, and our hopes are that we do get it passed through that so that it becomes permanent.
Has there been any kind of speed limit in the past?
No, not a statewide speed limit per se. There are some smaller speed limits around in some of the local municipalities in regards to when you get close to school areas and close to residential areas where people have a tendency to be walking or on foot or other vehicle traffic, but not anything like this, no.
I am just very surprised that these machines would go this fast. How big are they? How powerful are they?
The machines over the past several years, 5-10 years, have increased in power, increased in size. It used to be that 500 cc's was the large machine, and anymore you'll see 600, 700, 800 cc machines, and they're powerful. They come out of the box. They can do over 100 miles an hour immediately when you put them on the snow, and you don't have to perform any modifications to them or put them in any race type of condition. That's just the way they are.
Well, do you have trails that would allow people to go anywhere near that fast?
I wouldn't say that we have trails that allow that type of speed with any safe conditions per se, but there are places out on lakes where people do reach those speeds, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's safe, because under those conditions you also have pressure ridges and ice heaves and cracks, and fishermen drill holes and leave little mounds where the ice forms up. And I don't know if it's necessarily a carte blanche statement to say that it's safe to drive at those type of speeds. There are places where it is safe to drive, but there are people that do.
A lot of people who are against this nighttime speed limit say the real problem here is alcohol, that a large percentage of those who are killed, that those deaths involve alcohol.
Correct. There was some opinions that were offered and suggestions, and they think that the issue ought to be addressed with alcohol abuse and intoxicated operation, and we agree. But they also have to recognize that a reasonable speed should be followed rather than just 70, 80 miles an hour at night, where you're not able to see ahead of you in time to get stopped at those faster speeds.
You're saying you're outrunning the reach of your headlights.
Absolutely, and that's a bottom line of what it is. When you get to faster speeds at night like that, 70, 60, 80 miles an hour at night, you're not able to see beyond the headlights, and you're overriding them, and by the time you see an object and it comes into view, it's too late. You're already on top of it.
What is the penalty for exceeding the speed limit, and have you given out many tickets, and how in the world do you catch people going that fast?
Well, it's the same thing as a state patrolman or a trooper on the highway. You use a radar gun. You can pace cars at the same that the state patrol does. We can pace snowmobiles alongside a trail, which may run parallel to a highway, and you can use the radar gun. You can use a distance between two set spots and time that snowmobile as it comes through there and get the average speed through that distance. So there are several different ways that it can be done. And the fine for something of this nature could run as high as $150. And the number of citations that are being issued once they're all in and once they've recorded that and the adjudications have all taken place, we'll know where we're at.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks.
You're certainly welcome.
Carl Brooks, Snowmobile ATV Administrator for the state of Wisconsin.